Well, good evening, race fans, and welcome to Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Tonight, it's the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series Championship Night. It's the Lucas Oil 100, and the season all comes down to tonight's race. With just a 7-point gap between first place and second place in that points, the number 24, Brendan Dodaro, has had an amazing season, but so has the number 66 of Josh Wood. Let's have a quick look back at 2015 and how we arrive at tonight's race.
And Josh Wood brings it out of turn number four down the front straightaway. Josh Wood will take victory in the Lucas 100 at Sauber Speedway. It's all his. Brendan Dodaro will finish up in second spot, then the 18 of Chad McGlynn.
But up front, Chenoweth giving it all he can. White flag out this time by final time into turn one for Mr. Highside, Brendan Dodaro. Looking to crack the goose egg and go to victory lane for the first time in the Lucas Sportsman race. But here comes Chenoweth. He had a poke to the inside. Couldn't do anything with it. Off four for the final time. Chenoweth not going to have anything for Dodaro at the end. And the race for third will be won by Tim Tolton with McGlynn fourth. And the 82 of Connolly fifth. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do not like that, you might want to take up tiddlywinks.
Absolutely amazing here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. Jerry, that was an epic finish.
Brendan Dodaro, you finally got that monkey off the back. You got a win in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series.
Yeah, we finally did it. We have so many seconds, so many poles, and finally we got this done. Can't thank my guys enough. Everybody put in such a hard effort today. Car was working good all day. Got to thank Sean. He was all over me. He run me clean. Just awesome to finally get a win.
The twin sticks are in the air. Brendan Dodaro and the 81 of Sean McGlynn going to take this one to the finish. Down the back straightaway they come. McGlynn closing in on the bumper. Looks to the high side. Here comes.
Oh, we got one around and one and two. Mike Nelson spun in one and two. And
Merrifield into the passenger side of the 85 of Mike Nelson. The caution flag will fly again. Out of turn number four, under caution, the checkered flag will fly for the number 24, Brendan Dodaro. Back-to-back feature wins in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup at Flamborough Speedway.
No guts, no glory.
We have got two duels at the front of this field. The battle for the lead, Dodaro and Wood, and the battle for third, McNichol and McGlynn, both of them fighting for everything they've got in these closing laps. This time, McGlynn right up underneath the 77 car down to the turn one. McGlynn down the racetrack, try on the inside, down the back straightaway.
Dodaro down to front straightaway, picks up the white flag. The final lap is underway. Here comes Josh Wood in turns one and two. Can't muster it up as they go down the back straightaway. Dodaro pulls away. Dodaro in the 24, takes it out of turn number four. The checkered flag for Brendan Dodaro, and he will win three in a row with this run-along 100 at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. White flag is in the air as Josh Wood takes it out of turn two, down the back straightaway. Brant Graham in the 14, riding the back bumper. Here they come to three and four. A nudge from the 14 of Graham. It's not enough. Josh Wood will win the Breast Cancer Society 100 at Peterborough Speedway. Brant Graham will finish up second here on his hometown racetrack. Paul Genioli Jr. in the 25 for third. Then the three of Tim Tolton and the 24 of Brendan Dodaro rounding out the top five.
As the 24 of Dodaro comes off of turn two, so that'll give you an idea of the distance that's between the 81 and the 24 car. You don't have that much distance back to the third spot where Josh Wood has got the 66 machine well under control and biding his time, hoping that something goes awry up front and he can reel it back in. We are working lap 73 of the Autism Speaks 100, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, live from Delaware Speedway.
We're seeing more raindrops on the windows up here. A series official saying it's downright bizarre. The drivers seeming to be okay to continue.
A few crew chiefs have said that the inside preferred groove is just okay. If you step out of line on the outside groove, that's when it's really, really wet. So these drivers are just tiptoeing around this racetrack.
75 laps and now 76 in the books.
And guys, the teams out here are lobbying the officials of Lucas Oil teams to call this race here. They're worried about their race cars for the next time they kind of come back. So teams are really lobbying here for the the conclusion of this one.
Defending champion trying to hold on and get the first win of 2015 right behind him. The number 24, the current points leader, is Brendan Didero running in second spot. Number 66, Josh Wood, he is currently second in the point standings. He's in third position, so you can get an idea very quickly of how those politics up front are working.
The rain continues to fall here at Delaware Speedway. I don't think it's lightening up at all. We got Jonathan Erland. Jonathan, what's happening here, bud?
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock on the hour now, and considering the radar and the rain that's coming in, this event will officially end at this point. So congratulations to our winners and all the race fans that came out and stuck it out with us through the night.
It is official, race fans. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, the Autism Speaks 100, is official. And the 81 of Sean McGlynn will drive that number 81 around, and we will get a word with him.
Sean McGlynn. Sean, you got here late. You started near the back. You were the hardest working guy here. You passed everybody, and here you are in victory lane.
Yeah, feels pretty good, man. It's nice to get a win. Didero's been showing the way this year, so we took that away from him now, so I feel good about that, and maybe we can get another one before the year's out.
If Sean's going to get another one, it'll have to be tonight in the Lucas Oil 100. The stage is set. It's time to crown a champion in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Let's take you now to Full Throttle Motor Speedway for tonight's pre-race show and live flag-to-flag coverage of the Lucas Oil 100. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Full Throttle Motor Speedway and live tonight on Racetimeradio.com worldwide. We are in for a barn burner of a race. It is the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Championship night here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. And man, if we got a race in front of us and getting set and ready to go, let's welcome in Jerry Paxton. He is going to be overlooking turns one and two and all over the place here at the Speedway tonight. Doug Townsend's going to join the broadcast with us. It's a busy night here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. I'm going to turn Doug's mic on, and he will be all set and ready to go. What do you think, Doug? So far, we've got time trials in. We got a real fast number 66 of Josh Wood.
Oh, yeah. It's the speed that these guys carry here on the high banks at Full Throttle is just amazing, and it's great. It's great we could have them twice in this season. They're so entertaining.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing race here tonight. Not a lot of race cars, but the cars we've got here, quality, and look out. We are going to see some fast times. This track is in great shape tonight. We should see some side-by-side, maybe some two- and three-wide stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And again, you know, car count might be down a little bit, but on this tight, high-bank track, the Mini Bristol in Canada, I mean, there's something going on in every corner. You're going to miss something if you're not right on the ball watching.
Absolutely. And when we take a look at the point situation tonight here at Full Throttle Speedway, we've only got a 7-point deficit between the 24 of Brendan Didero, the 66 of Josh Wood. We have got a dogfight in our hands. We know now that Josh Wood has got a real fast 66, set a new track record here today at Full Throttle. About a tenth of a second is what he gained off of the July race here. So we know the 66 is going to be quick. The 24 Didero, he qualified in third spot here today. So it's going to be interesting. And when we get into the race, qualifying's one thing. We get into the race, it's going to be totally different.
100 laps here on the high banks is, it doesn't take long if they go green to checker. But I tell you, it is can be interesting out there. And as I say, you know, 24, he put it into victory lane here before back in the spring there in the summer. And he knows his way to the front, and he's only a couple spots back.
Yeah, he is. Jerry, I think I can hear you fluttering in and out. You on there with us, brother?
You can hear me breathing.
Still going in and out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to probably...
We'll have to relocate one more time.
Yeah, one more time. I don't know where you are located here at the Speedway.
Right now I'm high atop turn two.
High atop turn two, yeah. Oh, I see you over there now. You got a nice vantage point.
It's a great vantage point, but if I have to give it up, I'll give it up.
Oh, man, that's just terrible. That doesn't make any sense either, to tell you the God's honest truth. We must be picking up interference from somewhere because that's not too far of a shot. But whatever the case, we will see if we can maybe ship you over a different microphone too. I'll give that a whirl.
Actually, I've got this one right here. Do you want to be the runner, Doug? Do you? Well, and you can talk to us on the way over there.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. Doug Townsend going to bring you over a microphone, Jer, and we'll see if that will change the situation. It'll be on a different channel, and we'll find out what happens. But here we go for tonight's Lucas Oil 100. And just to let you know what's happening here at the Speedway, Jamie Monsley down on the front stretch. He is lining up the Fast Five. He's giving away some Lucas Oil products to the race fans, and everybody is having a great time here. Great crowd on hand at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. We've got the Can-Am Midgets here tonight, of course, battling for their championship. We've got two more nights to go for the Lucas Oil Can-Am Midgets. The Canadian Vintage Modifieds also on the schedule here tonight. The Oscar Modifieds are here, along with the new Oscar Hurricane Midgets are also on track. So a lot happening here at the Speedway. The first race of the night will be the Lucas Oil 100 and the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Brennan Dodaro, as mentioned, the driver of the number 24, a Cinderella season. Leading into this year, Brennan Dodaro had not won a Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race. In 2015, he is a three-time winner in this series. So he's definitely found his groove, and he is real, real excited to get into that race car tonight and turn some laps here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Doug, you got us down there now. You're on the infield. How's it looking down there, bud?
The infield's looking it's looking good. It's amazing what Gord's done with this place. Like, since you guys were here last time, he's opened it up for figure eight racing. We had the rodeo here, had the tractor pull. So, yeah, it's an interesting place now.
Absolutely. It looks fantastic. Track's in great shape here, and it's going to be an interesting night. No problem going two or three wide here, but you do want to make sure you're only a couple deep coming off of turn four. It can get extremely, extremely exciting around this very tight high bank bull ring called Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Let's try you now, Jerry. Is that sounding and feeling a little better?
Well, let's try it out, and you tell me how we're sounding now.
Oh, man. Hey, you're right on the money. So
beautiful.
That's what it was.
Hey, you know, one big difference I noticed already since we were here in July? Amount of rubber on the racetrack.
Yeah.
If you look through the corners, it's black, but it's not like it was in July. I think they were losing a lot more rubber. I think we're going to see a lot more grab in the tires, a lot less sliding. And I know one driver who's going to be real happy about that. That's that guy who set fast time today, Josh Wood.
Yeah. Yeah, that 66 car looks incredibly quick here today.
Well, you know, when you look at the field and you have a look at those times, there's not a lot of difference in the top five or even the top 10 cars. We're talking less than a second, a lot less than a second, about 7/10. And that's pretty quick time. So this is going to be a good race. And as we saw them once before on this speedway, Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars really seem to like this racetrack. There's a couple of tight corners, a big sweeping rush out of turn two, and we've seen them, once they catch on to how to drive this place, it gets to be a whole lot of fun real quick.
Absolutely. As the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars are all coming out onto the track right now, the Fast Five draw, Jamie Maudsley is down trackside, going to take care of that Fast Five draw. We see the 66 of Josh Wood, your number one qualifier with the new track record. In second spot, Jerry, the number three car of Tim Tolton. This guy has got championships at this racetrack. If there's anybody in the field that has got laps at Full Throttle Motor Speedway and knows his way around, that number three car should be a shoe-in and a favorite to win this race here tonight.
Well, I think Tim Tolton's definitely got a fan club here tonight. They are cheering him on. We heard that when he was out in time trial. So when he gets racing tonight, get ready, because he turned in the second quickest time, and he was just a couple of ticks away from last year's record. Josh Wood, though, came prepared. But Tim Tolton had a lot of bad luck here back in July. It wasn't his night. There's just no way he could make anything go right. They had electrical issues. They had mechanical issues. They had tire issues. The car was just going to pieces on them. I don't think they've got that problem this time. They've put a lot of work in over the season. They are ready for this one, and I know Tim would like nothing better than to end this season on a high note, putting it in victory lane.
And he did drop off. I don't know
why. And why not do it at your home track? There we go.
And why not do it at your home track? Doug Townsend also with us on the broadcast tonight. Doug, we've got these guys lined up. Big noticeable difference here that we've got to let everybody know. The number 81 is Sean McGlynn, a multi-champion here in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, has got a number 4 on his car. Big significance to this. We have some bad news that earlier in the week, a couple days ago. Everyone that is in the province of Ontario that's been a race fan for a long time will know the name Ken McElroy. Ken passed away the other day, so we're sadly going to miss Ken. And integral part of that number 81 team and the Sean McGlynn and his dad and that whole package, actually, Sean picked up the ride from Ken back in the day, and that's why we see Sean McGlynn driving today. Tonight, Sean will memorialize Ken with the number 4 on his car. So when you hear the number 4 tonight, you'll be thinking Ken McElroy, but it's the 81 of Sean McGlynn behind the wheel. Touching story, and I know that's going to be, he'll be racing with a heavy heart tonight. He'll want to win this race.
Sad to hear about Ken's passing. I know from working at the beach last Saturday night, I mean, they were announcing there was supposed to be actually a benefit for Ken tomorrow, which was supposed to happen tomorrow at the Wallace Community Center in Kurtsville, Ontario, which is the area where Ken grew up, which is actually the area where I grew up. And Ken McElroy actually just lived probably, I don't know, 1,000 yards from where I grew up in Gownstown, Ontario. So I know the McElroy name quite well from growing up there and hearing the stories about their stock car racing adventures and the methods of setting up cars back then and everything. So, as I say, really sorry to hear about Ken's passing, and truly a great sportsman and racer.
Unbelievable. It's one of those situations that, you know, we've heard it maybe too many times this year, but uncontrollable, nothing you can do. We can just thank everybody for doing what they've done over their lifetime and making Canadian racing what it is today. And, man, have we got a race in front of us tonight. This is really going to be a good show. Weather conditions, it is a little bit cool here tonight. It's going to make it real fast for the race cars. People finally get a chance to take those jackets that they bought this summer and actually put them on. It's not really cold, but it is kind of fresh. This is the first cool-type night. It's going to make it real fast for these cars. These guys are going to fly around here.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to fly out there tonight. And, I mean, the other thing that I know from the race that happened in June, July there was the fact that the time of day that the race was happening, when you get that setting sun coming in over corner 3 and 4 in this track, those windshields go white, and you can't see nothing. And you're driving by looking out your driver window and trying to figure out where you are on the track and hoping the guy in front of you doesn't stop. And so tonight, they won't have to worry about that. They can put the pedal to the metal. They can stick the nose in there. They know what they're doing. They know what they're up against, and it is going to be a barn burner.
Yeah, the lights come up here, Jerry Paxton, at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. It's a well-lit racetrack, and you're going to need it, too. The high banks here, unlike any other short track in the province of Ontario, this place has got darn near Daytona banking.
Oh, absolutely. We've taken the walk around the speedway, and if you're going to walk down that banking, you better make sure you've got rubber soles on, because if you don't, you're going to end up on your butt. It's steep. It's in that 30-plus degree range. So, yeah, we're talking, you know, Daytona, Talladega, the super speedways. Only we did it here on a D-shaped racetrack. That front straightaway, very straight, and coming out of the corners there, as we said earlier, you come out of turn or come down the back straightaway into turn number 3, you're wide open going for it, and it's all of a sudden, where did the racetrack go? You know, these guys have to gather it up in a hurry, get it to the bottom, and we've seen over and over again, that's where the exciting moments come, is out of turn 4 and also into turn 2. So we'll be keeping a very close eye. That's why I chose this vantage point. I can see both, and I'm ready. This place is going to rock tonight.
And we are overlooking the racetrack from the start-finish line up in the tower here. That's where Doug and I will be located, overlooking the racetrack. And let's have a look now at the points. We'll get you sort of up to speed there after 6 races in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup. The number 24 tonight, Brendan Dodaro. He has got that black number 24 machine shined up and ready to go. That race car looks, for all intents and purposes, brand new. It looks just like that each and every time these guys come onto the racetrack. Brandon comes onto the track tonight with 588 points. Second to him, the number 66 car of Josh Wood, multi-winner in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Got two wins to his credit in 2015, so you know he's a fast guy, and he is going to be a threat to win here tonight. He comes in with 581 points. In third spot, a multi-champion in this series, the number four tonight, the number 81 normally of Sean McGlynn. In fourth spot, a rookie campaign for the number 14 of Brent Graham. This youngster has done amazing in the series this year, Jerry. That number 14 car, I know when you guys were at Peterborough Speedway, just about won that race.
Oh, yeah. Brent Graham has had a banner season. And right now, leading those rookie points, that's a big deal for him. He's going to have his work cut out for him tonight because the guy he's up against in that rookie battle happens to be somebody who kind of grew up around this racetrack as well, and Alvin McNichol. So keep an eye on that number 14 and the 77. They are coming in tonight merely 10 points apart. And as we all know, anything can happen, and one small stroke of bad luck could be somebody else's banner night.
In the fifth spot tonight, the number 18 of Chad McGlynn also had an incredible run here at the Speedway the last time we were here. And Chad has shown some real good signs. Now, he hasn't won a race in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series since last year at Capital City Speedway in Ottawa. So Chad will be looking for a win here tonight. In the sixth spot, oh, and I might add, Chad's points, 538. Probably not a threat to win the championship tonight, but he is looking to move up in these points. In sixth spot, the number three of Tim Tolton. We told you before, he is currently on the track second. As the Fast Five draw happens, we will sort those top five for you as soon as that is done. But Tim Tolton comes into this series race tonight, the finale for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup. He comes in the sixth spot in points. So he has got 538 points as well. So there's a tie there. You know the battle will ensue with the three car and Chad McGlynn in the 18. We look back to the seventh spot in a rookie campaign, as Jerry mentioned, for the 77 of Alvin McNichol. He comes into the contest tonight with 537 points. In eighth spot, the number 85 of Mike Nelson with 514 points. Dave Conley, which is not here tonight, ran a race today at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park in the number 62. Don't know how he made out, but we're going to be checking through it. And I know that team is tuned in tonight. So, Dave, hope you had a great race, you guys. And I know you're partying down there at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. And relax, buddy. This is going to be a great race, and you got a front row seat for it. And thank you for everything. Kevin Trevlin is in the 10th spot with 439 points. That'll give you an idea of the top 10, and we'll get into tonight's starting lineup as soon as the Fast Five is done. Brendan Dodaro, big smile on his face down there. I don't know what he just did, but he's got a big smile. I don't know whether that means he's got the pole or not. Is that what it is, Doug? He's got the pole?
I don't know. I'm listening in here and trying to see what's going on. But yeah. But it was interesting. You were talking about the rookie battle race and Alvin McNichol being part of that in the 77 car. He's turned a lot of laps at this track also. Grew up a lot of time around here. I've known Alvin for a lot of years around here. But it was interesting in that June race. I tell you, that right rear tire on his car was smoking by the end of that race because that tire never stopped spinning the whole race. He had his foot into that thing the whole time, and that's the way he's raced here in late model and everything else. It's just foot to the floor, and that tire is turning.
We've got six races into the series. It is a seven-race series. To give you an idea of winners, who has won races, if you happen to miss the opener, the 24 Brendan Dodaro has won three of these Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup races. The 66 of Josh Wood has won two. And the number 81 tonight, the number four of Sean McGlynn, did pick up the checkered flag at Delaware Speedway. So we've got three winners in six races. But I'll tell you, we've got the potential of adding another name here tonight, Jerry Paxton. We've got some fast cars. We don't know what kind of race we're going to see tonight other than it's going to be a dandy.
That's kind of the understatement because Tim Tolton in that number three, he turned a very quick time. said, I think they've done a little extra prep on the car as the summer went on, knowing that tonight would be the finale for them. This is home track crowd. This is fan favorite. This is, I had a bad night the last time. I want to turn that around. And I really think they've done some work on that. Tim, in good spirits tonight, really looking forward to lighting it up. He was really going after the pole. Josh Wood just wasn't going to let him have it. And the problem was Josh Wood timed out after Tim. Tim turned down a very quick time at 13.218, but it just wasn't enough when Josh Wood came out and turned to 13.118, I think it was. So, you know, those are pretty quick times. This is a fast racetrack. You're going to see some fast laps go by. And the big trick tonight, of course, is you got to keep it out of trouble. Look out for the traffic jams in the corner and keep the wheels on it.
Doug Townsend, you are aficionado here at this racetrack. High, low, where do guys hook up? Does the groove move up? Can we see some passing on the outside here, or are we going to see it all along the bottom?
Oh, no, you're going to see passing on the outside. You're going to see passing on the inside. I mean, depending on the night, the track, and the cars, I mean, we've seen the inside line move. We've seen the outside line move. So it just it jumps around. The track is in great condition. I mean, Gord Bennett, the owner here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, has done an excellent, excellent job with the conditioning of this speedway. He's really cleaned it up. He blows it off in between races, and it just does it makes it a true two-groove track, and sometimes they try and make it three grooves, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't here. But I tell you, since the addition that was done to the speedway in 2009 when the McClellan family from Mount Forest owned the speedway and turned it into a, you know, from a tight track into a D-shaped here, it's really made a huge difference here.
Yeah, it does. And you really got to be careful coming off turn four, right? That hasn't really changed too much. You can get into trouble in a hurry off turn four.
Well, the scary thing is we move that wall back probably 8 feet.
Oh, really?
And it still jumps up and bites you. So, I mean, you can imagine what it was like before when the guys raced here, when the modifieds. I mean, we have the Rick Woolner Memorial Race going on later tonight. And when those guys ruled the speedway as they did back in the day, it was a tight little animal. And it's a whole lot better now, a whole lot faster, a whole lot safer with a back wall. People don't end up down in the river. But, it's totally changed the racing at this facility.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing race tonight. I know I've said it a million times. You're going to hear it a million more, trust me. We've got a great field of Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars here tonight. We will get to the starting lineup momentarily. They are working on the Fast 5 draw, and after that, we will have the official starting lineup for the race. The 66, if you're just joined us, earlier today in qualifying set a brand new track record for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. The 66 did put it on the pole, but it will be a Fast 5 draw, so we don't know who's going to be in those top five and how it's all going to mix, but that is still being determined as we speak. Let's get you up to speed on some of the other action that has happened in the country here today. A big race, of course, out at Riverside International Speedway, the Parts for Trucks Tour. It was the season finale at Riverside International Speedway, and it was Donald Chisholm in the number 89 Nova Celtic Ford going to Victory Lane. Jerry, by the sounds of it, the rain came with about 10 to go, and that was the end of the race. Donald Chisholm is victorious tonight.
Yeah, the way that we were following it on Twitter, thank you very much, Jess. But following that, we could see how dominant Donald Chisholm was today. He lapped everybody, it seemed. Somewhere in the neighborhood of about, I think the top eight were the only ones left on the lead lap. He was just putting everybody down. They had six laps to go. The rain came. That was it. That was the end of the race. And had they run those laps, who knows? Maybe he would have pulled a Tagliani and put everybody behind him.
Pretty amazing. He is, and he's got a little bit of like a secret weapon with him tonight. He's got the number three of Jason Hathaway sitting atop of his pit box. I know those guys were getting together this weekend. I kind of thought we would see Jason maybe jump into a pro stock, but it didn't happen. Jay said, no, I'm going to go out there for the weekend, going to hang out with Donald and see if we can win ourselves a race. And sure enough, it is the 89 in Victory Lane. Kind of a scary thing. If you're following along on Twitter, You would have seen the Napa Sportsman Series race that came just before the Parts for Trucks race. It was a huge fire with, I believe, Barkhouse was in it. There was a lot of stuff happening there. We are happy to announce that everyone is okay, but definitely a scary incident in the Napa Sportsman Series at Riverside today. We do have a winner from there. It was Chris Reed going to Victory Lane. So, Jerry, he finally got the monkey off his back, and he won at Riverside.
And that's it. You know what? Everybody wants to win at Riverside, and I think that's what makes it so tough. It is, it's a beautiful facility, a very fast racetrack, and if your equipment's not up to the challenge, you find yourself in a big pile of trouble in a hurry. Got to give a shout-out, too, to DJ Casey, who gave it everything he had. He was in one of the Oval Outlaws cars, Wayne Smith, putting a vehicle up for him to run that race today, and he had to retire early. And John Fleming, the five-time champion, another guy who's been quite dominant in that Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, retiring early with some issues on that race car. You know, you got five championships behind you, you go to a new car, and it's a season that you just wish was behind you probably weeks ago.
Absolutely. Now, tonight, we will be crowning the champion in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. That is the race that's coming up here momentarily. But next week, fans, you want to tune into Racetime Radio as well. If you can't join us live from Scotia Speed World and be with us out on the east coast of Canada, then you'll want to tune into racetimeradio.com for the season finale in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It is the Dartmouth Dodge 200, and we will have that live for you next weekend from Scotia Speed World in Halifax. It will definitely be a barn burner. The number 89 of Donald Chisholm now will come into the season finale with a decent point lead. No lead is safe. Trust me, when you get to that track, no lead is safe. We've seen it before, but at least it's going to have a little cushion, Doug, coming into this one.
Oh, a little cushion's better than no cushion at all. And as you say, things can change in a heartbeat in short track racing in anywhere in Canada. And, you know, we've seen some good points battles here in the province of Ontario and late model stuff and different things. So, as you say, no point lead is safe, but, you got to race hard, but you got to race smart. And that's the key.
And probably the worst news of all for Donald Chisholm is that the guys that are chasing him in the points, this is their favorite home racetrack. When you talk about Dylan Blankhorn, Cole Butcher, Sean Turple, these are the guys that dominated Scotia Speed World. That's where they're headed. So Donald's got his hands full, but if there's anybody, I think, up to the task, it's probably that 89 team, and I have a feeling George is going to be sitting atop that box, and knowing him, a few tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend next weekend in motorsports across this country. Of course, the APC Series presented by Grisdale will be doing their final championship race at Delaware Speedway next week at this very time. So that is going to be a barn burner, the Great Canadian 100, and it will draw to a close the debut for the APC Series. And, man, what a series that has provided this year. A lot of great racing talent. Some unbelievable stuff has transpired in there. And that is going to be a huge race next weekend as well, Doug.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a huge race down at Delaware Speedway. And as you say, the inaugural season for the APC Series in Ontario here. And, you know, a lot of guys signed up for it. They've invested a lot of coin in that thing. And they've tore up a few race cars and whatnot along the way. But guys are settling into a groove. And, but it's winning that first year of a series, you know, getting your name, the first name on that trophy, and that's all important to a lot of guys.
Oh yeah, the points battle is just it's going to be unbelievable. It will change by the lap, I do predict, next week at Delaware Speedway for the APC Series. Also seen Clinton Jeffrey here tonight, getting ready to go for the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals at Oswego on the dirt. So there is so much going to happen next weekend. You don't want to miss a moment. Whatever track you go to, make sure you take along your iPhone, your device, and keep us tuned in. We will be live from Scotia Speed World, and it will be dynamite. Cars have fired on the racetrack. We're finally going to get the lineup, and I know, Jerry, you are going to be our man to do our starting lineup tonight. But you're ready to take it away?
Well, I'll give her my best shot.
Now, you won't be able to do it until, of course, they sort those top five, unless that's the way they're going to start. You never know.
Well, you never know. It might be easier just to start it from the back like we like to do.
There you go.
So let's do exactly that and say that just arriving out of the pits right now to complete the field, he missed that opening formalities. And number 85, it's Mike Nelson out of Peterborough in that Chevrolet Impala. He will start at the back of the field, along with the number 8 of Adam Martin out of Breslau in the Mustang. Bob Merrifield drives at number 43. He hails out of Windsor. That's a long haul. He made it all the way up. Glad he did. Glad to see back with us at number 48, Doug Cathcart out of Ottawa, making the trek in that Pontiac machine. Trying to get a look. It's a little dark. I think that is the 77 of Alvin McNichol.
You did good. That is Alvin McNichol. Keep going.
See, the eyes are a little old, but they work. And as we get closer to the front of the field, driving that number 15, Mike Hriniak out of Essex is back with us, driving that Monte Carlo. Beside him, it's the 14 of Brant Graham from Clarington in that Dodge Avenger. And that is going to bring us right up to the top five, and we're just waiting to see how they sort these out. We'll let you know what that starting order is. We could tell you how they were as they came out of time trials, but that is not how they're going to start the night. They're starting to move around, and we'll get this little juggle done.
Yeah, you can see the 24, Brendan Dodaro, sort of working his way up. Is he going to be...
Let's put it this way. Looks like the 66 of Josh Wood is moving back away from that pole position, the one he worked so hard for.
Yeah, we'll see how this shakes out. They've got the car stopped up in the turn, and by the look of it, Jerry, it looks like the 24, Brendan Dodaro, could be our pole sitter. It looks like he is right now, anyway.
So our points leader is going to sit on the front row. That'll be the 24, Brendan Dodaro out of Ancaster, as he drives that beautiful Chevrolet. The number 18 of Chad McGlynn out of Kitchener in the Ford is actually going to take the point. Brendan Dodaro will be on the outside of row number one. Starting on the inside of row number two, it is the three-car Tim Tolton out of Guelph in that Chevrolet Monte Carlo. Then it will be the number 81, the four of Sean McGlynn, going to the outside of row number two. If they ever stop jumping around and settle it down here, we'll get it right.
Yeah,
we'll straighten it up for you in a minute. We'll give you the rest of the names of the cars. Number 66, Josh Wood, out of London, is going to start in fifth spot. I see that's where he's lined up. That's where he's set to go. So quickly, once again, Chad McGlynn in the 18 will start on the pole, sharing the front row, the 24 of Brendan Dodaro. Row 2, the number 3 of Tim Tolton. Beside him, the 81 of Sean McGlynn, a number 4 decorating the side of that car tonight. Starting out fifth spot, the inside of row number 3, it's Josh Wood in the 66. Then we're going to go to the number 14 of Brant Graham. The 15 of Mike Hriniak will start on the outside of row number 3. On the inside of row 4, the 77, that's Alvin McNichol. The 48, Doug Cathcart, will start beside him. Back to the inside on the next row, the 43, Bob Merrifield. To the outside, the number 8 of Adam Martin. And rounding it out is the number 85 of Mike Nelson. And that is your starting lineup for tonight's Lucas Oil 100 here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway.
And tonight's race is for all the marbles, Doug Townsend. This is going to be an epic race here tonight. The 24, Brendan Dodaro, starts this race only 7 points ahead of the 66. Who are you taking in this one?
Well, I tell you, the luck of the draw went to Dodaro with the 24 and the fast five there. He got moved up to that second spot, and the 66 of Josh Wood goes all the way back to that fifth spot. So that's definitely going to help him. It's not going to hurt him, that's for sure.
How about you, Jerry Paxton? Time to do a little picking here of our own. Who are you thinking in this race tonight, bud?
I think the guy with the biggest want is going to win this race, and I'm going to make that the number 3 of Tim Tolton. Keep your eyes. The 3 is fast, and he's furious.
And if you're asking me, I would have to say that Brendan Dodaro has done more preparation probably for this race than he has all season long. He is driven. He wants to win this like he has never wanted to win anything else in his lifetime. I'm going to take the number 24 tonight of Brendan Dodaro to not only come away with the championship, I believe he's going to come away with a feature victory here at this racetrack. As the cars all start to double up, the starter here at the racetrack is Carl tonight. He is up on that starter stand. He's going to double these guys up, and the Lucas Oil 100 will be under the green flag in just moments. This is going to be a wild one, Doug. The starting field is all starting to form.
They're getting doubled up and getting ready to go, and it's going to be just that same thing here every time a white flag comes out, but it's going to be inside line going to move or outside line going to move. And I tell you, those top four cars are, it's going to be interesting. It's going to take a few laps to shake this one out.
A crisp night here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway as the cars start slinking their way down the backstretch. Beautiful field of race cars tonight. The Lucas Oil 100, the championship, is decided tonight. Green flag is out, Jerry.
And Chad McGlynn tries to get the jump. No go. Brennan Didero, the 24, goes to the outside and down the back straightaway into turn number 3. Didero puts the nose in front. McGlynn, a little contact as they come out of 4, but it is Didero who leads lap number 1, followed by the 18 of Chad McGlynn, the 3 of Tim Tolton, then the 81 of Sean McGlynn, and the 66 of Josh Wood.
Yeah, nobody going anywhere just yet, Doug. They're all hanging tight together. The race right now, the shape of these guys, they are comfortable in single file. Oh, a big hit. The number 3 just ran right into the rear end of the 18 of McGlynn. Turned him around as a yellow will come out.
A lot of these guys, I mean, their tires are still working on getting up to pressure. And they're just having issues, you know. You've seen a lot of the rims sparking as they went around the corners down there. So, Tim just drove it in hard. What else can you say?
Exactly. I think back to this race back in June, Jerry, and Jonathan Schwemmler up here in the broadcast booth with us back then, he had big concerns with suspension parts on these race cars and on this racetrack. He said, you got to be careful. You want to get to the track, but you can't get too low, because if you do, you're going to wear the suspension right out of the race car. You'll bottom out, and you will have trouble. So that's got to be a concern for these guys. And with the changing weather conditions, it's going to change their suspension rates and everything, as we've seen in qualifying with some fast times.
And you know, the number 18 of Chad McGlynn, we've been watching as he was doing just pace laps, some sparks coming out from underneath the car. Looks like he's got that car just a little bit, the tires down on pressure, waiting for it to come up. May not have come up as fast as he needed it to. Tim Tolton had his car adjusted differently. He was ready to take the turn, and that's where the contact arose, and it's Tolton who pays the price. He's at the back of the field. Chad McGlynn back up to second spot.
Yeah, it does change things up a little bit. It's going to change this restart. We're only on lap number 2 right now. As we come back to the green flag, it will be lap number 3, but it's going to change the complexion just a wee bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but as you say, Tim's used to this track. He's a hard runner here. He knows the track. He's got 98 more laps. I mean, it's a long, long race. If you're going to get into trouble, you do it early, because you don't want to do it with 2 to go. You'd sooner do it 2 into the race.
Absolutely. As the cars do start to form up, I do believe we're going to start seeing them doubled up next time by, Jerry. Some sparks out of some of them, but those tire pressures got to come up.
I wouldn't get too excited about a green flag just yet. I just noticed the flagman here in the corner giving the 18 the signal that he is to go to the back along with the 3 car, that he doesn't get his spot back. So trying to get him back to the tail for this restart.
When you're an involved car, you must go to the rear, I guess. So back the 18 will go. That's not going to make him a happy camper.
No, involved in or causing, has always been the standard rule around this track. Anyway, I'm not sure what Lucas, how they score it, but I know they have changed up some of the rules here at Full Throttle for this race, and one of them being, since it is such a short track, we do not have a pit lane.
Right.
So the Lucas approached Gord and said, can we, if a guy comes off to go basically for a pit stop, can he come back on under green, which has always been a no-no in short track racing.
Right.
But they're going to allow it to happen based on the Lucas Oil spotters. They're going to be talking to the drivers and letting them go out when it's safe to do so.
Right. And that's a good move. With a 100-lap race in the situation that these guys run under, You know, provisions got to be made. I think it's a great move, and they, with the right number of people helping them out, they're going to be able to re-enter. But key point, it is a difference here for the fans at this racetrack, and we did see it last time here at Full Throttle with the 82 of Dave Conley. He had to exit the racetrack, and he couldn't get back on. It was a tough deal. When you haul all the way from Ottawa and you're only got like 30 laps into a race, a minor problem, and he had to sit out. So that was last time. This is this time. White flag on the racetrack. Field doubles up, Jerry. We're going to go back at it.
And this is going to be a very interesting restart as we have the 24 of Brennan Didero on pole. And Sean McGlynn, who has dominated this series the last couple of years, this year not as much on the outside pole. He's already letting Didero know he's coming. Out of four, down the front straightaway, and McGlynn will get the jump as the green comes down. He'll charge it down into one and two. A little bit heavy. He had to break down, and that gave Didero the opportunity. Brennan Didero in that 24, back to the lead. As Sean McGlynn and the 18 will fall in behind. Now it's the 8 of Adam Martin that gets turned in turn four, and the caution flag is out once again.
Yeah, the back end of the 18 car of Chad McGlynn not looking so healthy right now, and the number 3 of Tim Tolton just, by the look of it, left the racetrack. I lost sight of him here, but I do believe he pulled in pitside with a pile of shower of sparks coming out from underneath that 3.
And they are going to work on the left front of the number 3 car. We can see them. Now they're going to take him back right to his pit. They had him just in the pit lane there. They're showing him back to the pit area. I think they're going to put the heavy equipment to it, and that's probably that big hammer they had in the bottom drawer of the cabinet.
Probably. We're going to slide out, take a quick break here. We'll return to the action. The boys doing a couple of pit stops and adjustments. We will be back live from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. It's Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Championship Night.
Hey, Rick Rim, you're listening to Race Time Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
It's a season finale in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
We're going to have some mixed feelings with this one. Do you know that's not done yet?
Saturday, September 19th.
These guys are going to be hard to beat, and we're going to have our hands full with them.
Live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Flight-to-flight coverage at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the Dharma Dodge 200.
That's when we thought we knew what was going to happen.
The champagne flies down here.
Who will be the champion in the 15th anniversary Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour?
Whatever. I got the winner to fix it.
Saturday, September 19th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home. Yeah!
At 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Holy Boise dinner.
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, I'm your cousin Brucey. I'm inviting you to check out 60s on 6, which presents what I think is the greatest decade of rock and roll, the 60s. There's only one way to select music, cousins. It's not by a machine. It's by the human heart and the soul. It's fueled by human beings. And that's why it reflects the decade so well. 60s on 6. You're going to hear something very special. And me, your cousin Brucey. That's 60s on 6 and on the Sirius XM app.
There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. ABC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations. Featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Ram, and Total Lubricants. ABC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian owned and operated.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Championship all comes down to one race. Just a 5-point deficit between the 24 of Brendan Didero and the 66 of Josh Wood. It's 100 laps at one of Ontario's tightest speedways, Full Throttle Motor Speedway, September the 12th.
Gets off there real good.
A champion will be crowned at 6 p.m. Eastern Time worldwide on racetimeradio.com. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup 2015, September the 12th.
Never go green.
Right here on racetimeradio.com.
I'm going to check it, buddy. There you go! There you go! Woo!
Racetime Radio to go. Streaming live or on demand. for Yap at racetimeradio.com.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Thassen Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca. Also powered by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology, and by Bobblehead Canada.
And that is it for that part of it, Doug. We got the green flag going to come back out on the racetrack. Cars all doubled up.
Yep, they are so, and Highside's been the one that's moving. So, Jerry, let's see how this one plays out.
And as the green flag comes out, it's Highside that moves. Sean McGlynn in the 81 takes off. He has the lead as they go down the back straightaway. Brendan Didero will fall in behind him. Then the 15 of Michael Reniak and the 66 of Josh Wood. We are beginning to see changes in the running order as we are only three laps in, but they are starting to come. McGlynn out in front, the 24 of Didero chasing him. Hriniak trying to take the second spot away from the 24 of Didero. Josh Wood right in behind him. The top five completed with the 77 of Alvin McNichol.
Oh, and a little bit of a field tie up back there. Doesn't look like the caution. Oh, yes, the caution will fly as the 8 of Martin. I didn't see it,
the
but
18,
I know you did.
The 18 of McGlynn went in really hard into one and got into the 8 there. And just, you know, trying to make up positions, coming back after that last caution. The 18 of McGlynn just tried to make too many spots too quickly.
Yeah, and you can get into trouble here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway doing that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Sure do appreciate it. Make sure you tweet it out. Let everybody know that's on your list that the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race is live tonight. We sure do appreciate you tuning in. We have only got, is that 6 laps on the board, I do believe, of 100 out front now. The number 4 car, and that is a memorial car tonight. It is the 81 of Sean McGlynn, the number 4, honoring Ken McElroy that passed away earlier in the week. And he is out front in this race. Second spot, the 24, your points leader coming into the night, Brendan Didero, three-time winner in the series this year. Jerry, when I look back to that third spot, that 15, Mike Hriniak, that guy came on a little bit late this year, but, man, he's coming on like great guns.
Yeah, I think that refresher course they gave him, I remember he used to run this when it was the CASCAR Sportsman Series, and he was a pretty good runner. And he took a few years off and then got this race car opportunity, jumped back in behind the wheel, and I think he's starting to catch up to the modern level of competition. He's figured it out, and he is really quick. He started back about 7th, if I remember right. He's up in the 3rd spot. He's probably gained the most positions thus far. I don't think he's done yet.
Give you a quick update here. I did get a little text here from our buddy Dave Conley. He was at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park today. He says, hey, boys, had a blast out there. Started 30th in the 20-minute sprint race. He ended up finishing the race in 15th spot. So good run for Dave Conley. Mark, which was one of his shift-off drivers for the three-hour race, was flying on the racetrack. And he ended up having a fuel pump go south on him, and he got stranded out there. So Dave says, we had a blast, and that's good to hear that. You know, went out and tried something different at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, and what a fast place that is. And that gets you up to date on the 82 of Dave Conley. The green flag, and the field is all filled up. The green flag is coming back out right now.
And this time it's Brendan Didero in the number 24 who gets the good start. He is out and away, leaving Sean McGlynn to look at what would be his taillights. Right behind him, the 66 of Josh Wood, Mike Hriniak in that 15 in the battle for fifth between the 48 of Doug Cathcart and the 77 of Alvin McNichol.
As we come back to the stripe, the 24 of Didero will lead lap number 10. The 4 of Sean McGlynn, the 66 of Josh Wood, the 15 of Hriniak, and look at this, the 77 of McNichol up into that 5th spot, followed by Cathcart, back to Graham, and here comes Mike Nelson rising his way up into the top 10, followed by the 18 of McGlynn and the 43 car is holding the tail up right now, Jerry.
But all the action is up front. John McGlynn, that number four with the 81 on the roof. He would love to take after the 24 of Didero, but he can't. He's got a whole rear bumper full of the 66 of Josh Wood, as Wood is determined to get up front. Didero not getting to drive away, but he's about a half a car length ahead of McGlynn. That's all he seems to be able to stretch out. And the front four now starting to separate from the rest of the field, with Didero in front, then the 81 of McGlynn, the 66 of Wood, the 15 of Herinia.
Doug, you want to hold and sort of save a little bit in this race. It's a 100-lap race. You can burn it up pretty quick. Some guys will be saving right now.
Oh, you have to be saving on a track like this. I mean, we're going to see rotors start heating up here and glowing in no time flat. Tim Tolton returns to the track in that three car. He just come back on the speedway here. He's got laps to make up, but no, those front four cars are checking out. But 77th of Elvin McNichol, probably one of the top runners that's done the most laps here other than Tim Tolton, and he's got that car sitting in fifth spot right now.
Sue, I know you're back on the board in the studio there. I want you to make sure that channel 1516 is turned off. The closest light to the computer, so just make sure that one is out. If you're right in there, and I imagine you are, just the 13-14 should be lit up, not the two of them side by side. I believe I got a message here that we're hearing something else in the background, so if you can make sure that that far light is turned off on that board. We are working lap 20 here tonight. Oh, and caution up. Flag is out.
And not sure exactly what brought that caution flag out. Maybe some debris on the racetrack. We see the three of Tim Tolton has got body panels flopping in the wind. He's going to head back to the pits one more time.
Yeah, debris will fly off these cars pretty quick. If you get some loose parts and pieces, it's pretty well on here.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, tough break for Tim Tolton again, you know, like, you know, he wanted to come out, put on a good show in front of the hometown fans, former champion here in many different classes. I mean, Tim races everything out here, and he can get it around. I mean, the story always was at this speedway, you could put wheels on the outhouse down in the pits, and he'd find a way to get it to the front. So, you know, he's just one of those racers that just, he's in his element here.
Got some big races still to come up here in the province of Ontario. If you're hanging out in this province, don't forget you got Velocity 250 weekend coming up at Sunset Speedway. We're going to have that for you all live. The Sunday features, the Oscar super late models, the late models. It's going to be an action-packed day on the Sunday. That will be live from Sunset Speedway, the Velocity 250 weekend. You don't want to miss it. That is still to come. Of course, Oktoberfest is still to come at Flamborough Speedway, and Autumn Colors Classic Weekend at Peterborough Speedway. So we still have lots of racing. I know you guys still have one more day here, Doug.
Tomorrow,
Sunday. And then things are wrapped up. We got cars doubling up on the racetrack, and that's a good sign. I guess see Carl's got the green in his hand. It will fly, and we are on lap 22.
And once again, Brennan Didero and Sean McGlynn bring them back to the stripe. It's a dead heat as they head down to turns one and two. McGlynn on the outside tries to get the advantage. Didero not letting them have it. Brennan Didero and Sean McGlynn still door to door as they cross the stripe. And now Didero inching out in front. Front four still tightly together in a pack. And Didero and McGlynn putting on the show. Josh Wood in the 66, the 15 of Herinia, sitting right there behind them, watching it all happen, wanting their shot at it.
And the caution flag flies one more time. You can see the fender flopping on the number three, Jerry.
Yeah, and there's I can see the debris down here on the racetrack in front of me as the cleanup crew goes out to pick it up. It was a bunch of rags, which I don't think they wanted getting into anybody's intake.
No, probably that'd hold your car up a bit. That'd warm you up if your heater wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, definitely. but, I mean, we've had, five green flag starts here so far in this race. Outside line moved for four of them. That last time, Brendan Didero, who I believe has a rag dragging from his car. I see that on your side there, Jerry.
Yes, he does.
you know, that was the first time the inside line actually got to the lead.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
And all the credit in the world to Brennan Didero, but Sean McGlynn did everything he could on the outside to make sure that didn't happen. It was just, I mean, they were racing side by side. This will give you an idea of how hard they're racing together. These guys are bumping each other on the caution laps.
Yeah.
They want each other out of the way. The game of intimidation is just way over the top here.
And we will, we got the caution flag still out as the field is side by side. These guys are chomping at the bit, there's no doubt. This Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is on tonight, Doug. This is it. It is for all the marbles. This is your last chance to win one of these races in 2015. We got a bunch of cars on the track that all want to do it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to get to the front. And, as I say, 100 laps goes through pretty quick on a speedway like this one here at Full Throttle. You get on some of the bigger ones, you got a little bit more time to play with. But you cannot afford to get down some laps here. And you got to get to the front and make it happen in a hurry.
What's the saying? We heard Hicken say it last year. We don't need it. This is the last race of the year. We got the winner to fix it, right, Jer?
I remember that conversation. And I think he put that to the test.
Yeah, absolutely. Side by side as the cars go down the backstretch. Carl, starter here at Full Throttle. He's going to wave the green flag. And we will try lap 22 one more time here at Full Throttle tonight, and the green flag is out. Side-by-side start right down into turn one and two.
And once again, that great duel off the green. This time it is Didero, once again, who prevails down the back straightaway to turn three and four. McGlynn not giving it up easily. Some contact almost put Didero around. Then Josh Wood got into it. That almost put McGlynn around. Everybody's back in line, but Mike Arrhenia jumped up a spot. He is up to third. He put Josh Wood back to fourth. And these guys are holding nothing back. It's all or nothing. It's championship night. Brennan Didero wants it. He's chasing it. Sean McGlynn wants to ruin it.
That's what happens in the accordion effect, Doug. We've seen it here. One guy makes a mistake, the whole field paid.
Oh, yeah. But one little bobble in, as I say. Things happen so fast on this quarter-mile speedway. And, I mean, it's different than a lot of quarter-mile speedways, as it is quarter miles measured on the outside of the speedway, not the inside. So it is that much tighter than what a normal quarter mile speedway is.
We're seeing them lay down some green flag laps now, Jerry. The 24 Didero out front, but the four car of McGlynn tonight, number four on the door for Ken McElroy. He isn't going anywhere. He is right glued to the back bumper, that 24. Mike Hriniak in the 15. The 66 of Josh Wood. These front four guys have broke away by about seven car lengths, give or take.
And one of the drivers on the move right now, the number three of Tim Tolton. He came out and started scratch on that last restart. He is up into the top 10 and starting to make his moves as he comes up on the 48 of Doug Cathcart. And Tim Tolton knows this racetrack. He's going to use all that knowledge as he tries to pick his way through the field. Trouble now for the 15. Mike Hriniak off the pace, coasting to a stop on the front straightaway. Caution flag is out. One of the top four is now stopped on the speedway.
Ah, tough, tough deal. Hriniak was coming. And now look, Doug, he's stopped on the center of the racetrack.
Yeah, just one of those things. And as you say, you know, if you're one of the bigger speedways where you got a pit lane, maybe he can get off and get something done. But you know what? It's just one of those things here. And you know what? He had to bring out the caution to get that car fixed and hopefully get back in this thing.
Yeah, tough, tough deal. 29 laps in the books of the Lucas Oil 100 tonight, live from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Jerry Faxton and Doug Townsend for the call of tonight's race. It is the final event of 2015 for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Point lead right now, Jerry, still looks like it's in the 24 hands. He's looking good right now. Out front of the race, but the 66 isn't that far back, and that's the man. He's got to be sort of keeping in his mirror if he wants to have a happy day.
Yeah, I think the guy with all the pressure is the 66 of Josh Wood, because second place isn't going to do him any good if that 24 car is in front of him. He's got to put the 24 car behind him. Right now, that's going to be a tall order. Sean McGlynn in that Memorial number 4 car, usually the number 81, is giving it everything he's got, and so far he's been unable to mount it. So it's going to be a tall order. It looks like Brendan Dideros to lose at the moment, and he's not the kind of driver who does that very often.
No, he's not. And, you know, this series has gained a lot of race fans this year. Executive producer for Racetime Radio, Grant Slater, and I were sort of hanging out. We had the week off last week, and Grant, we're sitting around the fire, and he goes, you know what I can't wait for? He said, I just can't wait for that final Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race. He said, I'm going to be glued to that broadcast. I can't wait for it. He's produced every one of them this year. He said they're outstanding races. He's listened to every single one. He hasn't seen a race, but he's listened to everyone. And he said, I will be glued. So I know, Grant, you're tuned in. Telling you what, we're getting our money's worth tonight. This is a dynamite race. 29 laps in the books as the cars are under caution for the 15 of Mike Hriniak. Did he go pit side, Jerry?
Yes, he did. They're just actually, I think they tried to refire that car. They went all the way around the racetrack, and now they're putting them back into the pits. And the way Mike directed the car is towards the trailer, so whatever happened may very well be fatal.
Tough deal. As Carl starts to double the field up, Doug, we're going to go back under the green flag. Not a lot of green flag runs for these guys just yet, but when they do start laying them down, pressures will come up in those tires. And that's where we see the change in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Those right side tires, you can burn them up quick here. And when you do, you start dropping not just tenths, but multi-tenths. And that can you can go from the front of this field to the back in a big hurry.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's a matter of getting in the right line, whichever line moves. And as I say, we've seen the inside move once so far. Green flag flies. Back to you, Jerry.
Down the front straightaway they come. This time, with the advantage to turn one. Trouble as the 77 Alvin McNichol was sideways up on the high side of the racetrack. He pulled it back together, but right now it is Sean McGlynn out in front as he gets away from the 24 of Didero. Behind him, the 66 Josh Wood, and a side-by-side battle between the 18 of Chad McGlynn and the 77 of Alvin McNichol for that fourth and fifth spot.
Big-time contact. The 77 of McNichol and the 48 of Cathcart. That was kind of a ricochet, guys, as the caution's going to come out. The 18 and the 77 did make contact. The 18 got away. Cathcart right there. And the two of them come together and slide to a stop down the front stretch as the caution flies on lap 31. Kind of a tough day for the 18 of Chad McGlynn right now. And kind of a rough day for the 48 of Cathcart and the 77 of McNichol. As you mentioned, Jerry, that 77 was sideways coming off turn two.
Alvin McNichol driving the way Alvin drives, just taking the wheels right off of it as he goes. But no major damage visible on either car. Looks like they're both going to go pit side just to check it out. They did get hooked together. They want to make sure there's nothing broken in those front ends.
Yeah, I was going to say the 77 of McNichol, watching him here in late model over the years, and yeah, you said it exactly. That's just the way Alvin drives. And, I mean, he lays it all out there and just does an excellent, excellent job of trying to make it happen out there. And he threw it in there hard, trying to make something happen on the high side, and it just wouldn't hook up for him.
Hey, for the first time tonight, Jerry, I grabbed a chair back here, man. This is the first time I've sat down since I got to the Speedway. It's kind of nice back here. I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
Oh, you know, Joe, we have to take care of our elders and make sure we don't overwork them.
Oh, you're funny. You are, buddy. I have TV cameras right in front of me, so I can actually see absolutely everything that's taking place. Nice setup here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Gord Bennett and the staff have really done a great job at this facility, and Doug Townsend has been here all season long, and as he has been for quite a few years at this facility. You guys have done a whale of a job here, Doug. It's looking real good.
Yeah, I mean, Gord's a racer, and I mean, he set it up with racers in mind, and, you know, he's moved some things around. We got the scoring tower. You know, we used to have all the scores up here where we are right now, and we got the scoring booth over in corner three. You know, we got the transponder set up. You know, he's done so much with this facility to clean it up and get it going.
Oh, the cars are doubling up now. We're going to go back under green, but we got Clinton Jeffrey up here getting ready to go for the Oscar Modifieds. soon as we get another yellow, I want to throw Clinton in here. We'll talk Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. He's our man, and we will do that. But the green flag comes back out on the track.
And as the green came down, it looked like Brendan Didero was going to turn it sideways. He definitely spun the tires coming to the green. That gave Chad McGlynn what he needed, just a fraction of a second to get it out in front. McGlynn out in front now with the 24 of Didero right behind him, then the 66 of Josh Wood. Chad McGlynn in the 18 and the 14 of Brant Graham going to work in a battle for fourth. Graham is going to take that spot, but Chad McGlynn is coming back hard.
Chad McGlynn's been running hard. Been running hard all day, and I mean, just to look at his car, you can see that, but he's got himself back up into this thing after having to go to the back a few times, but it's still Sean McGlynn out in front with Didero, and the 24 right there is the 66 of Wood. Now, wheels into the back, gets right on the back bumper of the 24 of Didero in four, but Didero pulls away down the straightaway.
The number four car looking a whole lot stronger than it did just a few laps ago. Or could it be the other guys maybe saving a little bit? The 24 of Didero and the 66 of Josh Wood, those two boys are glued together in that second, third spot back to the 14 of Brent Graham. We're going to see some movement here, guys. I don't know when it's going to start, but we're going to see some big movement as 37 laps are in the books in tonight's Lucas Oil 100 so far. The cars have fanned out. We should get some green flag runs this time now, Chair.
Now, Brendan Didero has not given up, and you can I can tell you one thing. Brendan Didero is not racing for a championship. He is racing to take a checkered flag here tonight. He is doing everything he can to catch up to that number four of Sean McGlynn, and he's got the 66 of Josh Wood behind him. He's not defensive driving and trying to keep Wood behind him. He is going after McGlynn. He wants this win.
Wood's doing all he can. He gets right up to the back bumper of Didero. All the time coming right out of four, and then Didero seems to have enough to pull away from him down the straightaway and through one and two. But Sean McGlynn in that four memorial car, the usual 81, out in front by six car lengths over Didero as they start getting into some lap traffic now.
Hey, we got to give a shout-out to the late starter, the 85 of Mike Nelson. He has worked his way, guys, up into that sixth spot. Looks like the 85's got a good car under him tonight and is on the move. We'll find out what happens a little bit later in the race with that number 85, but he is looking good right now.
Right now, Brendan Didero looks like he may be getting into a little bit of trouble. Josh Wood trying to work underneath him, and Wood does have the nose under. Didero drives away down the front straightaway, but Josh Wood is putting the pressure on. He knows that if he can force Didero to make a mistake, maybe Didero has to make a pit that's going to give him an advantage.
Definitely caught up to the back of Didero there a couple laps back, but Didero has seemed to have stretched it out now a little bit over Woods as they work away. He's still trying to chip into the lead that Sean McGlynn is building up in that four car as they come up on more lap traffic here. Doesn't take long to catch up to the back cars here at Full Throttle.
And we are within three laps of halfway in tonight's contest, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup 100. And it is championship night. If you're just tuned in, we've got the four car out front. Sean McGlynn is out front. He's laying some beautiful laps down right now. Your point leader, the 24 Brendan Didero, is currently second on the racetrack, about four back from your leader, and glued right to his bumper, the 66 of Josh Wood. Those two guys aren't leaving each other's side by the look of it. Brent Graham, the rookie, is in that four spot and looking real sporty as well. Doug Cathcart, involved in an earlier wreck, now up into that top five spot. So things aren't going too bad for the 48, Jerry.
And the hard luck driver of the night's got to be the three of Tim Tolton. I think he spent more times in the pits than he has on the racetrack. He is still trying to get away from some of the damages in that very early tie-up with the 18 of McGlynn. They've just not been able to get that car race ready. And they're still fighting it. Tim Tolton driving with all he's got, but he is a number of laps down.
52 laps in the books of 100 here. It doesn't take long, Doug, to roll the laps up when we get under some green flag stretches. It goes real fast. 13-second laps here at this track.
Oh, yeah. They start laying these laps down, as you say. You get into a long run here of green, and it's not long clicking them off on the board. And Sean McGlynn, it just wants to see it stay that way with the lead he's got right now. And the guys said, you know, they're keeping busy behind them with Dodaro and Woods and the 14 car. They're staying busy back there, and that's what he wants to see in his mirror.
Bob Merrifield, the number 43 car, beautiful petty blue machine at the back of the field. Bob's out there having a good time tonight. Not setting the world on fire, but Jerry, looks like he's having a good time in that car.
He's turning some good laps, and I can tell you the right rear brake rotor is just on fire. At least it's cherry red. I'm sure you can't see it on the front straightaway because of the wall, but I can see it down the back. He's got a lot of rear brake in that car, and he is lighting them up.
Both sides are lit up on that 43 as he comes through 3 and 4 this time around. You can see those brake rotors in the back on that 43 machine glowing all around this speedway. But it's still the 4 of Sean McGlynn up in front, and then at least 6 car lengths back to the 24, Brendan Dodaro, and then Josh Woods right there in the 66.
From what I can see tonight, guys, everything is being done on the low side of the speedway. At least that's the preferred line right now. Will it stay that way as we progress through this race? Or will we see that line move up a wee bit? You can see some of the guys already, Jerry, starting to drift up, but it still looks like the bottom is the quick way around.
Watching the 24 of Dodaro and the 66 of Josh Wood, they are loving the outside of this racetrack. They are making a fast pace of it. They've come right out of turn two on the high side, stay there all the way down the back straightaway, and Sean McGlynn hugging the bottom of the corners. Otherwise, he's right up against the wall.
Up against the wall is where you want to be at this speedway when you come out of four. The trick is to get around there without kissing that wall. But that's definitely go in high in three and come out high in four and get right down to the bottom as far as you can. But as you say, the low line seems to be moving, but on those restarts, that high side seems to be where you want to be. And in the late going, if we get a restart, it's going to be a gamble for that leader where he wants to start, inside or outside.
This is definitely a momentum racetrack. You got to keep the momentum up. It is a high bank speedway, but you want to keep your momentum up. You can lose a lot of track position in a hurry here at the speedway. So you want to keep it up right now. Sean McGlynn is the man around this racetrack. He is really having a good race, Chair.
He is having a great time out there. But one of the drivers who I don't think is having such a good time right now, the number 8 of Adam Martin. We can see the smoke rolling out from the rear end, and it could be that he's burning up the rear end in that race car. We'll be watching that number 8 to see what happens to him right now. 24 of Dodaro, 66 of Josh Wood. Managed to get their way around him safely, as does the 14 of Rand Graham. And those three cars trying hard to catch up to that number 4 of Sean McGlynn.
And just like that, we have 63 laps in the books in tonight's Lucas Oil 100. You got Jerry Paxton overlooking turn 1 and 2 and having a look down the backstretch. We got Doug Townsend up here in the broadcast booth, a veteran here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway and a voice in this place for a long time. I'm Joe Chisholm, and we're going to hear from Clinton Jeffrey in just a bit. He is getting warmed up and ready to go for the Oscar Modifieds that are here tonight for the second half of the Rick Wallner Memorial. So that is all still to come tonight. And it is a great night for a stock car race here in the province of Ontario. We got a barn burner on our hands, Jerry, and the laps keep clicking off. They are getting the green flag run we wanted.
Oh, we got a spin right now for the 8 down in corner 4. Brings out the caution.
And just like that, a little break for the boys. They get a chance to breathe, and we get a chance to talk to Clinton Jeffrey. Clint, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Joe, great to be back. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Man, you've had a scorching season yourself. You've been everywhere.
I wish it was scorching now. It's a little chilly. Our first real cold night of a steamy summer. It's like it never got here, and then we went straight to winter. But I just Facebooked out. It's almost like Super Dirt Week weather here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway tonight, because that's where I'll be headed next. But Canadian Sprint Car Nationals coming up next week. We're excited about that. Our weekend, of course, I'm here in the Oscar capacity tonight, having a great time.
Yeah, you were going to see a great Oscar race here a little bit later. What did you see in qualifying in heat races that caught your eye?
Well, I mean, it's a big race here at Varney, formerly Varney, where Rick Woolner spent a ton of years dominating. And a guy like Gary McLean, he's been the class to beat out on the tour this summer, and I think he's probably going to have his hands full tonight. Driving with a broken right hand still from an accident at Sauble Beach earlier in the season, so recovering, but it hasn't held him back whatsoever. You'll see him driving the one arm up out the window most of the night, but I expect good things from Gary McLean. But Shane Stickle, he won the opening round, and McLean's got to win, and Stickle's got to finish fourth or worse to take the overall. So we still have a story to follow tonight, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Last night, SOS ended up finishing things off. We got Mitch Brown with a championship. Good job for the number 10, I think. It's number 10, right?
Yeah, Mitch Brown, number 10, Schweiken regular. Finished second in the points at Schweiken, won the championship with the SOS. Him and Glenn basically flip-flopping there, second and first at Schweiken and on the SOS Tour. I ran to Schweiken, so I ran down to Maryville, caught the race. It was a good one. Glenn and Mitch going at it for the finish again, and great to see those guys doing so well all over Ontario, both of them running very well.
Yeah, it took Glenn a little bit to get fired up this year, but, man, when he caught fire, he started winning a bunch of races.
Man, he won about five straight there at home, and closed in on his, got his 50th win at Humberstone. He was really on a tear. I mean, Glenn's sort of grown into his equipment, if you can say. You know, he's one of those guys who came into it with money but had to get the ability to catch up, and now his talent's caught up to his equipment, and he's a force for sure.
Canadian Sprint Car Nationals next weekend. You've seen probably each year of that.
Yep.
You and Tommy Gouge and Greg Cowan, all those guys. What are your thoughts heading in? Who's the odds-on favorite? And we don't really know exactly who all is going to be there, but who have you got in your mind to be keeping your eyes glued on? And there's probably a number of them.
Well, Shane Stewart came in and dominated there for a few years, but now he's with the Larson Marks team on the World of Outlaw Tour, so I don't think we're going to see Shane Stewart there. Steve Poirier would be the second guy in line, multiple-time winner up from Quebec. Hasn't run that great at Oshawa or a lot this year, Poirier, so he's going to have to kind of get his stuff together. But this is the kind of time of year where Poirier really, the fireball comes to the top when it comes to the Nationals. You've got our host of regulars, but I still can't put it on a regular guy. If I got to pick a local guy, probably Glenn Stiers, the way he's running and the way his team tends to adapt to whatever track conditions we get. Normally, the Canadian Nationals are a lot different because we do burn up the track, and it is hard-packed, a lot drier than we get on a normal, moist Friday night.
Yeah, we've seen some cool stuff this year, and I know watching Mac DeMann, we're going to see him tonight at Lucas Oil Canada Midget, but he is one of those great sprint drivers. He's been doing a great job, and it's his first year.
I think Mac showed he's the real deal. You know,
yeah.
Some of these guys with talent, you wonder, can they cross over to dirt? I mean, we've seen a few of the guys make the move, and you brought it up, so I'll continue. The Crate Sprint Car Division, Oshweekin, only started second year this year. We're up to 16 regular drivers. We expect B-Mains possibly next year. Just crazy. And the best thing about it, Joe, we didn't pilfer from our own divisions. These are all new people coming into the dirt side.
Right.
Guys like Mac DeMann never raced on dirt. Holly Porter's a micro sprint racer. Kyle Dernan came out of micro sprints. You got all these guys who, you know, very few of them got picked from our regular division to make up this division. So, you know, and then you wonder, is the crates going to hurt the 360s? I think you're going to see a lot of them migrate. We already saw Tyler Hendricks make the jump. There'll be more guys making that jump. It's just going to help sprint car racing in general.
Oh, man, it's going to be a dynamite Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. If you're down there that next weekend, you got to take it in. Clinton Jeffrey will be one of those guys that'll guide you all the way around that racetrack. We got the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars doubled up on the racetrack. How many laps you got in there, Doug? 66 laps in. And we are going to come back to the green flag. Clinton, you have a good one, brother.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
You betcha. Busy guy, Doug. Busy.
Oh, man, he is really busy out there.
We got this race.
I'm
going to
trade spots with you, buddy.
Oh, you chicken.
No.
Green flag's out, Jerry.
And Brennan Didero gets the jump from the outside lane. But Sean McGlynn is fighting back on the inside as they come around. Some jostling back in the field, some contact, but everybody drives away thus far. As Didero now going to work on Sean McGlynn, still just in front, can't clear him to pull back down the racetrack. Now some contact, McGlynn goes around, Didero drives away, the caution flag is out.
Oh, tough deal for McGlynn, just lost the back end of the race car. The 24 of Didero got away with one there, guys. He was on the outside, just cleared him. There was no contact by any stretch. It was McGlynn just sort of looping the back end of that machine. That was wild to see. No harm, no foul. He's going to go to the rear. And you can bet we're going to see Sean McGlynn back near the front of this field in short order.
Definitely. I mean, there's still lots of racing to go here. We haven't quite hit the 70-lap mark yet, so still lots of racing to go. A lot of these guys, you know, cut their teeth on short track racing, and they're used to, 25, 30-lap races. So they're just getting warmed up now.
Yeah, this will be a quickie caution, I do believe, Jerry. I didn't see anybody go pit side that time.
No, I think we're good to go. And, you know, if I look at this score tower and I see the number of laps on the board, isn't this just about where Brennan Didero took over from Josh Wood back in July?
I do believe so. Other than in the closing laps of that race, the 66 did get the lead back. And then if memory serves me correct, Doug, maybe you'll remember, I think it was like 10 to go when the 66 looped it, just about where Sean did, and it was mysterious. It just looped around.
Yeah, just one of those things. I mean, they just happen sometimes when you're racing. They just, you know, for whatever reason, you just don't hit your marks right, or you know, late in a race, somebody could be laying something down a little bit, and you're just not prepared for it. The tires are getting used up, and around you go, especially in a track like this, the high banks and stuff like that collect a lot of people.
Absolutely. As the caution flag flies, we will be back under green here shortly. I want to remind you, if you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour race today. It was the Lucas Oil 150 out at Riverside, the season finale. How about it? The 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Donald Chisholm. They will be partying tonight in Andy Ganish. And you know that Jason Hathaway is out there with them, and the party will be on. And Donald Chisholm has a little bit of a points cushion now heading into the Dartmouth Dodge 200 that we will have for you live next weekend right here on racetimeradio.com worldwide. You don't want to miss it. As the field doubles up on the racetrack tonight, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series finale, championship night. It's all or nothing. It's on the line. And the two guys that are fighting for the battle are 1-2 right now on the racetrack, side by side for this restart, Doug. This is what fans paid their money for, and they're going to get their money's worth now as the white flag flies on the track.
I'm going to have to give Woods the nod on the outside. The outside line seems to have been the dominant line on the restart so far here tonight. And I know Didero's going to battle hard on the inside and do everything he can to make that not happen. But as they come out of four, they're coming to the green.
And they are side by side for that green flag. A little bit of contact, Jerry, but no harm, no foul.
And Brennan Didero hammers the gas. He is out and gone. Wood falls in behind him in second. Brant Graham in the 14 is up to third spot. Then the 18 of Chad McGlynn. And we are seeing some race cars skate around on the racetrack. They have been using up the tires. And it is Alvin McNichol in that 77 running in fifth spot. He is kind of sliding around. Everybody's afraid to get too close, except the number four of Sean McGlynn.
Yeah,
he is right there.
The 77 and McNichol bounced off like a pinball. Two or three cars, they did scatter and get out of the way. It looks like Alvin's got it back under control now, but that car was pretty wild on the restart. As McGlynn, that spun out just a couple of laps ago for this restart, has now worked his way back up into the top five as the 77 goes around all by himself.
And caution flag once again, this time for the 77 to McNichol, who just looped it in turn four. He was all alone. And the one thing I think Brennan Didero doesn't want to see is more of these restarts.
No, it's got to be driving them nuts right now, Doug.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, they had that great long green flag run. And now with the cool temperatures that we've got tonight, the heat cycles in those tires is probably what's causing a lot of the grief on these restarts. I mean, they've gone from a really good green flag run to a bunch of short restarts here and some longer cautions, you know, 6-7 laps cautions here. Short track, it doesn't take long for a caution lap to go around, and you lose that heat out of those tires, and that heat cycle changes. And the cool air out there on the track, it's gonna change things up.
How much time do you have to sit back and hold? We're working lap 72 here tonight of 100. You can't hold back much longer, I don't think, Jerry. You got to go when the green flag comes out this time. I believe if you don't show what you got right now, I think you're going to be left behind, because these guys at the front are definitely not holding anything back.
I don't think you can hold back anything. It's go time, baby. We're at the back end of this race. You've got 28 laps or so left to go. If you don't get to work now, you're going to be out of it because, as we said earlier, you're turning 13-second laps on this racetrack. It'll go by real fast. If you've got something, you've got to pull it out of the hat now.
Why don't we take everybody through the field right now? Well, we've got a second. Now, of course, we don't know how many guys are down which laps and stuff like that, but we'll tell you how they are on the racetrack as they run. The 24, Brendan Dodaro out front, 66 of Josh Wood in second spot. In third, right now, the 14 of Brent Graham back in the fifth spot. You see 18 of Chad McGlynn back to the four tonight. That is the 81 of Sean McGlynn, and then I kind of lose sight. What do you got, Jer?
And then it's going to be the 77 of Alvin McNichol, the 48 of Doug Cathcart, the 43 of Bob Merrifield, and I'm pretty sure both of those are cars that are down at least one lap, if not more. Then the 8 of Adam Martin, and the 3 of Tim Tolton, who we know is down a handful of laps.
Yeah, Mike Reniak in the 15 has gone pit side, with a failure here tonight. Not sure exactly what it was, but Mike having a whale of a run before he ended up going pit side. Did we happen to mention the number 85, or is Mike off the racetrack now too?
He is off the racetrack. Yeah. He's pit side.
Snuck away. I didn't see what happened to him. Did anybody catch it? No?
No. They look to be clean and fluid up going into the pit area there off of the top of corner one. Now, I do believe that our lead lap cars go back to Alvin McNichol in that 77. So the top six cars, I think, are just our lead lap cars, and then we've got our four cars that are lapped.
You know, back on that restart that happened just before the caution come out here, guys, that 77 of McNichol's car really, really looked evil. That thing was sliding everywhere. Alvin definitely had himself a handful of race car. He was hanging on to it, but just barely. And as mentioned, he pinballed a couple of guys there, and they scattered, got right out of the way. He collected it back up and then eventually did go around. So don't know what's happening, but that tire wear, Doug, is probably coming into effect now on that 77.
Oh, yeah. Alvin drives on the ragged edge all the time, and he just gives it everything he's got in that 77 car. Always has anything he's raced here. And as you say, that's one trademark of a McNichol car here, is that right tire never stops spinning and smoking the whole way around the track. It just, if he could, you know, that's been the story. If he could ever get that right rear to hook up, he'd win every race.
You probably want to start the race out with somewhat of a tight car here. I'm not positive of it, but it looks like a track that you'd probably want to start out a little bit tight and let the car come to you. But trust me, they will loosen up. And when they do, they are a handful on this racetrack. You got nice high banks here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway to kind of hold you in. But, Jerry, when the car loosens up as much as Alvin's is, I don't think there's much going to hold you in. It's going to have to be either a pit stop or you got to hope for a lot of caution so the tires aren't quite as angry.
Or you've got to have great big arms to wrestle that car to make it go where you want it to go. But, you're right. Once they start to wear the tire and get that thing a little loose, it is a handful here, and especially the configuration of the racetrack. It gets faster coming out of the corner, and if your car's going to break away loose on you, you're going to be in trouble, and I think that's what we've been seeing happen down in turn number four. Guys going into the corner, lots of speed, car's good, but you try to get it to whoa up, and it just comes right around on you.
Now, tomorrow, if you're just hanging out on a Sunday afternoon looking for a race to go, come on back out to Full Throttle Motor Speedway. They will be racing Sunday here at the racetrack. End season championships, I believe, Doug, for all the regular divisions here at the track. One more day, and then they shut her down for the season.
Yeah, we wrapped up some of them on Friday night, last night. Tomorrow we've got junior late models. We got the mini trucks. We got the outlaw late models. We got the crazy trains doing 25 laps tomorrow. Plus we've got two 28-lap figure eight races that we're going to do here at Full Throttle.
Yeah,
hey, I see somewhere Dave Middleton and Gord Bennett are going to get into the train race?
Yes, they are. Dave Middleton, Gord Bennett, and I think Carl are going to all end up in one train set tomorrow at some point. The train guys, we're doing a fundraiser here. We're raising some money for a guy with cancer, Todd Leggett, that Gord knows personally. And that was the trains wanted to do their own thing. So they said if they could come up with $1,000, if Gord and Dave and Carl would get into a train set for a night. So the trick is they're trying to figure out who's going where in that train set. I know Dave and Carl don't want Gord to drive because that's the last thing they want.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Dave's an insurance salesman. So, I mean, his wife is saying, top it up, honey, if you're going in the third car. So.
Right, right, yeah. And don't forget, you got to sign the waiver at the gate. No, that's going to be nuts. Cars doubling up on the racetrack. That sounds like a very entertaining afternoon, if you ask me, race fans. If you're anywhere close to Durham, Ontario on Sunday afternoon, you want to make it out to Full Throttle Motor Speedway for tomorrow's action. But tonight, it is the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Championship night. 72 laps in the books. The two guys fighting for the point side by side on this restart, gentlemen. And the green flag is back out.
And here they come down that front straightaway. Brendan Didero fighting for Josh Wood. And got into the bridge. Chad McGlynn pays the price as he goes around. And that was a chain reaction that sent McGlynn around. But the caution flag is out.
Another accordion effect. That's what happens on a short track. We've seen it a number of times tonight. It could be antsy. It could be cool conditions. It could be a million things. But tonight we've seen it far, far too many times out of these poor guys. And the guys that are up front are just chomping at the bit to get this race done.
Yeah, I think whoever started on the high side there, I wasn't sure if it was Wood or not, but I think they got up into the kitty litter that was put down in the top of corner one maybe, and that just got the rear end of that car just a little loose, and then, as I say, the accordion effect started behind them.
Yeah, definitely Josh Wood got up into the top end of the racetrack. He was wobbling the car in all directions, trying to get a hold of it. That caused everybody to whoa up a bit, and all of a sudden Chad McGlynn was sideways, and as I said, he paid the price, and he'll have to go to the back. That race car, let's just say it's had its share of moments tonight.
The 66 of Josh Wood, just a couple of donuts on the car. Car looks real fresh. Set a track record here today in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup qualifying. The 66 in the fast five draw put himself back into fifth. He hasn't taken the lead yet tonight, I don't believe, guys. The 24 has led a bunch. We've seen the 81 or the 4 tonight. The Ken McElroy Memorial car of Sean McGlynn out front leading lots of laps. Actually started to pull away a wee bit before a number of cautions ended up getting him. And lo and behold, one of those cautions happened to be for tonight's number 4 car going around at the front of the field, and it did put him at the back. He has now worked his way back up into that third slot, and if we do get some more green flag runs, which we're gonna, you will see that number 4 car probably come to even more life in the closing laps of this. You got to remember, Sean McGlynn is one of those past champions. This guy didn't win a race this year until Delaware Speedway, and it was our last race that we did. It was a rain-shortened event. The 81 did hit victory lane 77 laps before the rain came down at Delaware Speedway. Sean said at the end of that race, I want to win one more of these, and I've only got one more to do it in. That is tonight. So that's what we're faced with. But you know the 24 Brendan Didero isn't going to be going anywhere. He wants to stay at the front of this field. This will be a wild, wild time.
And there is one more concern. A couple of the spotters down here where I am are starting to say, hey, we've run an awful lot of caution laps tonight. We're going to have to start thinking about fuel here pretty soon if this continues. They didn't top those tanks off or those fuel cells. They put enough in to run 100 laps and maybe a few caution laps. They weren't thinking we might have to do 200 laps here tonight.
Yeah, and if you think back to the July race here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, that race, I believe, guys, took place in about 22 minutes, 100 laps, one caution. Tonight, drastically different. As the field doubles up, we will go back at it, lap 72, when they come back to the line.
And down the back straightaway, they set it in cruise as they take their time going around. Drivers gathering it up, getting set. As they bring it around out of turn number 4, they're on the gas. The green is out, and we're back to racing. Josh Wood. Trying to turn one. Brendan Didero keeping pace, gets the nose in front. And trouble for Josh Wood as he gets turned down. Oh, and contact with the 77 of Alvin McNichol tears up the front end of Josh Wood's 66.
Oh, man, he is not going to be happy with that at all. The front end of that car, it's dog tracking, Doug, down the front stretch.
Oh, yeah. Wood's doing a good job going in there, and then Sean McGlynn in the four just came in like a rocket ship, drove it in really hard and got underneath him, and that turned him, which was doing all right until everybody woed up behind him and somebody got sideways and clipped the front nose on that 66 car. So they've got that thing back in the pits now, and they're going to be yanking some fenders and looking at the toe.
So another quick stoppage here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. For what has been quite a few cautions tonight, guys. Haven't got them counted up, but we'd be definitely into the double digits if we were. But an exciting race, nevertheless. Everything is on the line tonight. Final night for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars in 2015. Got to put a big shout-out, too, to a driver that is not here today. The number 82 Fortino's Dodge of Dave Connolly in the series up until a couple of races ago, and then decided that he was going to change flow. He raced today at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Professional team. Those guys did a great job. They had a lot of fun today. But we really got to thank Dave Connolly for everything that he has done this year. Very instrumental in having Racetime Radio call these races live. That Fortino's Dodge, hats off to Dave and his crew and to everyone at Fortino's. We sure do appreciate the support, and I know we've gained a pile of new listeners to Racetime Radio, and this Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is got a whole pile of brand new race fans that are totally interested in this, and for good right. Every single lap, competitive lap, that these cars have done on the racetrack in 2015 has been live, and if you've missed any of the races, you want to go back and have a listen to the full season, which will be a hoot to do throughout the course of the winter, just get to racetimeradio.com, have a click on our archive live broadcast, and I'm sure you will have lots to listen to all off-season long, and you will enjoy the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup all the way through the off-season. It's been a great year, Doug. It's been a lot of fun calling these guys, and they are an entertaining race.
Oh, yeah, they are an entertaining race. And it's hard to believe how quickly the season's gone this year. I mean, the season in short track racing in general has just flown by.
It has. It's been crazy. Jerry, you and I have been together every single night, I believe, other than where you were at Peterborough, and Josh and I were out on the east coast of Canada. But we've done a lot of races this year, and this series has not disappointed.
Not in the least. As a matter of fact, this series has been incredibly entertaining, extremely competitive. It's been one of the best series I've been able to watch in a long time. They really do go at it. These drivers really give it everything they've got. It's great to watch, and they're a great bunch of guys. They work hard at it, and as you can see, Josh Wood's car coming back out. They did a lot of work on that race car to get him back out here right now. That's the kind of guys we see all season, and hats off to this Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. These guys do a great job.
Absolutely. And if you're out there and you're looking at moving up in a division, definitely take a look at the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series potential. So White Flag is flying on the track, but as mentioned, Doug,
debris off the 66. We'll see if they pick that up. I see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, they may want to. Oh, there goes
the
yellow.
Caution again.
Hopefully the spotters all get the message. We've seen this very situation at Flamborough, right, Jer?
Yeah. Did we ever, and it wasn't pretty. We don't want a repeat of that. It can happen far too quickly.
Yeah, they did catch it in time. Spotters let the drivers know. And, the guys are going to stay side by side. Well, the debris gets picked up here at Full Throttle. Still lap 72. But we will get this race back underway. Up front, let's have a look up there, guys, because things have changed now that the 66 was involved in that and had to go to the pits. So up front, the 24 of Dodaro will start this one back on the pole. To his outside, the 14, the rookie, having a great year this year. Brent Graham in that orange number 14 machine. Just a valiant effort on behalf of that race team. They've done a great job. The 18 of Chad McGlynn is in third spot right now, and the 77 of McNichol, which is also involved in that rookie battle, is right beside the guy that he's doing the battling with. So they're 1, 2, 3, 4 right there as the field doubles up. and they are going to come down that backstretch, and the green flag will fly here, guys.
Yeah, a lot of body panels still floating around out there. Chad McGlynn and the 18 car, as the white flag comes out, that back quarter panel on his car is waving at everybody, waving at Sean behind him, and hopefully everything stays on these cars and we can get a green flag run here to the end and get this one in the books. But as you say, top, I would say, five cars here are your lead lap cars. So, okay, Jerry, take it away.
And off the green flag, Brent Graham in the number 14 tries to get the jump on the outside. And Brennan Didero is having none of it down the back straightaway as he gets out in front. So it's Didero to the lead, then the 14 of Graham, the 77 of McNichol, 18 Chad McGlynn, and as McNichol got on the brakes in the corner, McGlynn got into him and backed it up enough that McNichol could get a hold.
And done.
Didero out in front. And it's the 14 batting 77 of McNichol. Then the 4 of Sean McGlynn gets around the 18 of Chad McGlynn now. And Josh Woods in that 66 right back in the hunt on the back end of the 18 of Chad McGlynn.
Jerry, as that number 18 comes off turn 2, a shower of sparks each and every time he comes up. Don't know whether he's got something dragging or if that's a wheel problem, but you can see the shower.
He's got a... what used to be the bumper in the back end is bent and leaning down when he goes into the corner and makes contact with the racetrack. That's what the sparks are from. No harm, no foul as far as anybody else is concerned. Just a great shower show. That's it.
Up front, the 24, Brendan Didero leads on lap 78, I do believe now, as the 14 of Brent Graham is pulled right up on the rear deck lid of the 24. He will come under fire here shortly, guys, by the look of it.
And that battle for third's starting to heat up now. Sean McGlynn puts the 81 underneath. Him and McNichol battle it high, forces McNichol up into the dirt and the dust at the top of the racetrack. That puts McNichol back two spots behind the 18 of Chad McGlynn. He's not real happy about it. Almost bumps back into the 66 of Josh Wood.
Tough break for Alvin McNichol running in third spot as he got shuffled back in the deck by the 4 of Sean McGlynn, and now they kind of drop off the pace as they're kind of going two by two around the track with Didero and Graham up front, then five cars back to Sean McGlynn and Chad McGlynn, and then another three car lengths back to Alvin McNichol in the 77 and Josh Woods in the 66.
Just 18 circuits left to go in the season for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars. The 24, your point leader, Brendan Didero, has got about a half a car length lead, Jerry, right now as they work their way down the back stretch over the 14 of Brent Graham. You got to look back to the third spot where you see the number 4, the memorial car tonight for Ken. And that is Sean McGlynn and his brother right in tow, the 18 of Chad McGlynn. So that sets you up for your top 4, and what a race up front.
That battle for the lead getting a lot hotter now. Brent Graham not giving anything to Brennan Didero as he tries to steal it. He gets inside down the back straightaway, but Didero just arcs it right around in front of him, puts Brent Graham solidly back in second behind him once again.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad thing if the 24 let the 14 go. If the heat becomes too much, it isn't going to cost him the championship. Would cost him the race, but not the championship. The only devastation that the 24 could have is if he gets tied up and is unable to complete the race. The 66 of Josh Wood is back in fifth. And if that number 24 falls out late in this race, it could be devastation for him. So he's got to keep it together for at least another 12 laps, and he'd love to win this one tonight.
And Brendan Didero is showing no signs of having any issues with his race car. They are setting an incredibly fast pace as Brent Graham continues to apply the pressure. Didero's car may be getting a little bit loose, but we don't call him Mr. Outside for nothing. He likes that outside lane. It's where he likes to run the car, but right now he is giving Brent Graham an awful big invitation to try to slip to the inside and steal the lead away.
Yeah, and Doug, that can be dangerous. You leave the hole open down there and somebody takes you up on the offer. and they slip just a little bit, they can be into you in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, it just takes a little bobble, and they're going to be into lap traffic here as they come up on the back of the 8 car here in the next lap. So they're going to have to start tippy-toeing through the lap traffic here, and that is where it gets interesting here. You don't want to leave a lane open and let that guy behind you, the Brent Graham in that 14, take advantage of you and split the pack and end up coming out on the other side the later.
93 laps in the books. The season comes down to 7 laps amongst, 12 drivers on the racetrack. And we got a war at the front of this one. The 24 of D'Addario, the 14 of Brent Graham. That is not settled yet.
Keep your eye on the 4 of Sean McGlynn. He's got himself dialed into this race all of a sudden. He's making up some really big ground here on the back of Brent Graham and D'Addario. He's going to make this a three-car race coming to the finish.
Just 5 laps left to go, Jerry Paxton, in the season for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup.
And that's what it's coming down to for Brendan D'Addario. He already has 3 wins under his belt. He'd like to close out his season with not just a championship, but another checkered flag. And he is showing every sign that he is going to do that right here, right now. Brent Graham in the 14, driving the wheels off of it, trying everything he's got now. Out of turn 4, Graham steals the lead as D'Addario got up the racetrack just a little bit. 5 laps to go. Brent Graham, the rookie from Clarington, is out in front. D'Addario and McGlynn trying to chase him down.
Unbelievable change of events here. The 24 slides back to second. The 14 of Graham leads with only 2 laps left to go.
Brent Graham in that team car down the front straight, turn 1 and 2. Comes out of turn 4, looks like he's on a Sunday drive as Brendan D'Addario is about a car length and a half behind him, and Sean McGlynn a car length and a half behind D'Addario.
3 wins this year for the 24 of Brendan D'Addario, 2 wins for the 66 of Josh Wood, 1 for the 81 of McGlynn. Are we going to have another winner as the white flag comes out on the racetrack? The 14 of young Brent Graham, his rookie season. He comes down the backstretch through turns 3 and 4. Tonight, it is Brent Graham winning his first race in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup. The 24 of Brendan D'Addario finishes second. That will make him our 2015 unofficial champion. Unbelievable finish to that race tonight.
That was wild. I mean, he was coming hard in that 14 car. Brent Graham got a... give him a tip of the hat. I mean, and that car is, when you look at the other ones out there, that car is fairly clean compared to a lot of the other traffic from third and back. The top 2 guys kept their cars pretty clean tonight.
Jerry, are you going to work your way? You're
on the way.
You are on the way. You're the man. Unbelievable. We will get these guys into victory lane, and we will be back with you live on Race Time. Stay with us for post-race coverage.
Steve Robley, 2009 Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup champion, here with Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup championship all comes down to one race. Just a 5-point deficit between the 24 of Brendan D'Addario and the 66 of Josh Wood. It's 100 laps at one of Ontario's tightest speedways, Full Throttle Motor Speedway, September the 12th.
Getting off there real good.
A champion will be crowned at 6 p.m. Eastern Time worldwide on racetimeradio.com. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup 2015, September the 12th.
We have a goal green.
Right here on racetimeradio.com.
Come to the checker, buddy. There you go. There you go. Woo!
There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. ABC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Ram, and Total Lubricants. ABC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian owned and operated.
I'm Ron Bennington.
And Fez Watley.
The Ron and Fez Show on SiriusXM. Talks with the greatest minds in comedy and entertainment. Seth Rogen.
I feel like pot dealers are really taking a hit for society. Everyone wants weed, but no one wants to hang out with them.
Kevin Smith.
Once we sold Clerks, we were owned by Disney. Somebody would hand me a ticket with Mickey Mouse picture on the front of it and tell me my travel arrangements. I feel like I work for a mouse. And I never regretted it.
The Ron and Fez Show. Weekdays at noon East. SiriusXM Comedy Hits 99.
Or listen on the SiriusXM app.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is victory lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca. Also powered by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology, and by Bobblehead Canada.
And we are back with you live tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. The Lucas Oil 100 has been completed. Doug, we've got ourselves a winner.
We got ourselves a winner, and what a turn of events. Following, you know, De Niro for so many laps and then throwing it in there and making that gutsy move to get it past him and bring it into victory lane for the first time.
Unbelievable. Brennan Dodaro is our unofficial champion. We have Jerry Paxton down trackside going to get a bunch of words for us. Jerry, take
and
it away,
we are,
buddy.
We're right here with Brennan Dodaro. And Brennan, that was a tough race for you, but the championship's yours.
Yeah, championship's great. I really wanted to win this race, our last race out. You know, the car just went away on us in the last couple laps there, just struggling, trying to hang on to it. And, you know, I didn't want to lose this championship, so we let him go, and here we are, champion.
Now, the bad news is this is the last season.
That's it, yeah. Car sold, it's gone, we're done.
But if you're going out, this is definitely the way you go. Now, at the beginning of the night watching you, there's no way that you were points racing. That wasn't even in your mind tonight.
No, I wanted to win this race, obviously. I want to win all these races, and I hate it. We needed four laps there, and like I said, the car just went away on us. We're champions, we'll take it.
Big smile on his face. He'll take the championship even if he did have to give up that final checkered flag.
Unbelievable run for the 24 of Brennan Dodaro. Came that close tonight, Doug.
He did. But like he said down there in the interview, you know what? At some point, you got to race for the championship. So you, as much as you want to race hard and you want to win every checker, you got to race smart sometimes.
Yeah, you do. You got to plan it out. We talked about it through the broadcast there. On what his move was going to be. We know the end result now. Let's take the big picture. Let's take the championship. He's definitely deserved it here tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Back down to Jerry Paxton with tonight's first-time feature winner.
Well, there's just a little hugging and celebration going on down here. Brent, you never gave up, man. You were there all night.
Yeah, the car worked awesome. I got to thank everybody for doing that. And setting the car up, we spent numerous hours in the shop doing that, and can't even believe it. It's just amazing.
When you got your first win in this Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup, you waited to the last night to do it.
Well, I wouldn't say I waited. It was just the way she worked out. I would have liked to get it on night one if I could have, but no, definitely learned a ton this season, and it's all paid off. We spent, like I said, numerous hours in the shop, and it's good to finally have a good finish, a win. Put it under our belts, and we'll move on from here.
When did you finally feel that you could actually get around that 24 of Dodaro? He was pretty tough all night.
That last restart when I held on the outside of him there and I got down in quick, I knew I had something for him there because he didn't just drive away from me like the last few restarts. So, yeah, it was. I gave it one shot, and I didn't want to screw it up, so I backed out, and I waited a few more laps. But once I saw the five to go, it was go time, or I wasn't going to get that.
So now you got the first win. Coming back next season, you know you got to get at least one more.
Yeah, well, we'll try our best, do what we can over the winter to make this thing a lot faster, and hopefully we can come out and do what the Dodaros did this year, have a shot for the championship.
And there you have it, our feature winner tonight, talking championship in 2016.
Absolutely, and you can't blame him a bit for that. Wow, what a race tonight for young Brett Graham. Here in this series, starts out as a rookie, he will be your 2015 Rookie of the Year, I do believe, in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, gets his first win tonight. Did it in convincing style. You had to be there to get the win? Yeah, the 24 of Dodaro had a strong car, And we heard him say that, yeah, I had to let him go because I wanted the big picture. But you know what? That 14 car was a missile. And if the 24 didn't let him go, I can well imagine, guys, that 14 would have made a hole. He wanted to win.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he was on a mission. And that's, I mean, as a rookie, that's how you want to end the season. You want to go out with that. I mean, they learned a ton this season. And they're going to take that back to the shop, and they're going to come out with a really, really good piece next year.
Absolutely. We're going to have a try and find with scoring here. We'll try and get you a somewhat of a full field rundown if we can. I'm not sure exactly if there's a scorekeeper up this way. I know the last time we did the race here, it was really tough because we don't have a monitor. We don't have anything that will give us a full field rundown, but we'd like to try and get you some of that before we get off the air. Tonight, a whale of a race at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is officially in the books. We got a champion, the 24, Brendan Dodaro. He did it. Won three races this year. Come into the season, never winning a race. Always a bridesmaid. Comes in, wins three, just about won four here tonight. But it was the 14 of Brett Graham that did it in convincing style. Dynamite job, the 66 of Josh Wood. Comes into the night second in points. I don't know, Jerry. He finished the race. He was up there, the 81 of McGlynn, in third spot. When I think back to that final lap, the 81 of McGlynn, the four on it tonight for Ken McElroy. But he was coming. He was there. He was out front early. Just about came back and won this one.
He was definitely giving it everything he had. Sean McGlynn wanted that race about as bad as Brent Graham and Brendan Dodaro as well. But Brent Graham doing a tremendous job. And, you know, we watched him and at the beginning of the night, not one of us thought of him as going to be the winner.
No.
I always go back to our picks, and we thought, no, it's not going to be there. And just racing luck. Bad luck for Josh Wood. I don't know what it is. This turn four at Full Throttle Motor Speedway is not his friend.
No, it's not. It will bite you, and it'll bite you hard here at this racetrack. Been a lot of fun tonight. Had Doug Townsend with us all night. Doug, that was a lot of fun. Did a great job, buddy.
Thanks, man. That was it was great to be asked. Thanks to you and to Jerry for letting me in here. Now, I'm just kind of looking at the scoring computer here. And, you know, obviously we got Brent Graham in first and Gennaro in second. Sean McGlynn coming home in third. Chad McGlynn in fourth. Josh Woods in fifth. Alvin McNichol in sixth. Bob Merrifield.
Yep.
In seven. Eighth was Doug Cathcart. Ninth, Adam Martin. 10th was the 85 of Mike Nielsen. 11th was Tim Tolton. And rounding out the field, the 15 car of Mike
Hriniak.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, tough deal for 15. He was coming along good in that race.
That car was a rocket ship at the beginning of the night. He just started coming up through the field. I thought, wow, we got a real contender here. And then looked like something mechanical let go. That was the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got to put a shout out right now. End season championship. Got to put it out to Dave Alexander and the whole crew with the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Hats off to everyone. Jamie Maudsley does an incredible job with the tour, as well as everyone that is connected with it. We just want to send a great big congratulations out to the whole staff of the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Did a great job, a great learning year, a great stepping stone, and man, oh man, is this series going to go places in years to come, Jerry. This is going to be one that will be a marquee event in the province of Ontario in the years to come, I believe.
You know, we've talked about drivers who want to move up, drivers who want to try different things. If you want to try a touring series, this is a really good one to get into. These are a bunch of really professional guys who run it extremely well. It's not a gigantic number of events that you're going to run, so it gives you a good chance to really get a foothold and see if touring is what you want to do. The cars are solid. It's a great series, very competitive, as we've seen. So, yeah, I think these guys have a lot to offer. I think there's probably a lot coming out here.
Yeah, there sure will be, and here's hoping. But we are going to be wrapping things up here tonight. It was a dynamite series, a great year. Again, thanks to Dave Connolly, the number 82, the Fortino's Dodge, for all you did this year, Dave. I know you're tuned in, and he got his wish, too. He said, if anybody wins this championship, I want it to be the 24 of Dodaro. Well, David, you got your wish. The 24 of Dodaro is your 2015 unofficial champion. Give that guy the microphone for a minute. You've been eluding us all night. You've been working hard.
They had me on the house mic tonight, but thanks for letting me come out, Joe. What a great race.
Amazing.
And how about Brent Graham, eh? Like, hey, did you see that coming at the start of the night?
No, I didn't pick him, but I know he has had some really good races here. Thinking back to Peterborough Speedway, he almost won that one.
Well, Peterborough Speedway was kind of a given because that was his home track, but he came here. And every place we've been this year, he's really struggled in qualifying. But the further he goes along in the race, we saw that right from the opening night at Sauble. The further he goes along in the race, the more he gets to know the track, the better he gets. And he did an A1 veteran job tonight of saving his stuff.
Jamie Maudsley, you have been with this series a long, long time. Put this year up against past years. Has this topped them all? Where does it fit in to the category of Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Championships?
That's a tough one, Joe. We've had a bunch of good seasons, even when Sean McGlynn was winning back-to-back championships or Jay Dewar was winning back-to-back championships. As you and I spoke about tonight, for my money and for what these guys have invested in the car and what they get to win, I mean, I can't think of a better place in Ontario to be racing, especially if you want to move to the Canadian Tire Series or you want to try racing pro late models in the States or even a series like the APC. If you want to get your feet wet, this could be the place to do it. And we've got a good mix of guys from 17-year-old Brent Graham all the way up to your CPP dollars at work, 68-year-old Bob Merrifield, and all points in between.
Yeah, excellent way. It is a real well-rounded field with a very, very bright future in this province. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out in the 2016 edition of the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup.
Well, I believe, I'm not sure if this is for official announcement, but you heard it here first, we will have a new series director next year. It sounds like Brendan Dodaro's dad is going to be looking after the series next year. Dave Alexander, longtime series director, he's just getting to the point where he wants to do different stuff, and I'm sure Dave will still be involved, but that's the way it's going to be. I think that Mr. Dodaro is going to be handling things next year, and again, he's got some different connections. I think it'll bring some different stuff to the series. Again, no slight against what Dave's done for these years, because if it wasn't for Dave Alexander, this series would have died a long time ago.
Yeah,
he put his heart and soul into it, but again, you're going to see Dave Dodaro next year running the series, and he's got some different ideas, got some new contacts. I think it might bring a little bit of fresh blood to the table. But the good news is, from a selfish standpoint, I've still got a job next year. He said I'm still on the payroll.
Well, that's fantastic.
And there's no place I'd rather be than following those guys around on Saturday nights through the summer.
Well, you and your son do an amazing job with whatever you guys do, and it's been a pleasure working with you this year. Appreciate the time that you jumped on and shared with us. We had some great races. We got some great memories, and fans can go back and listen to them all the way through the offseason. Every competitive lap in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is in cyberspace. It's sitting right there on racetimeradio.com. You can really relive the whole year. It's been amazing.
Well, for myself and the entire series, and I know, again, as you said, Dave Connolly's probably listening somewhere. I'd like to thank Dave for putting the whole deal together, giving us the access to the Racetime Radio audience. I mean, we know, we've talked about it, the numbers are good. It's a diehard audience. They want live racing. And again, I think that you and Jerry and Josh, and when I get to join you, I'm just hoping we bring that action through the radio, because again, there's been nights this year where I've been other places. First thing I do, let's get on Racetime Radio, see what's going on with the pro stocks. You know, the one weekend I couldn't race or couldn't make the Lucas race, I was still able to listen. And again, thanks for all you guys do as well. It's been a pleasure being part of the team, and look forward to it again, hopefully in 2016.
Absolutely. It's going to be dynamite. We got lots to come in the off season, but it's time to celebrate the 2015 championship for the number 24, Brendan Dodaro. He did it tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, and we got another first-time winner on the final night. Unbelievable for the 14, a Brett Graham in his rookie campaign. He ends up doing it here at the Speedway. Just dynamite. I hope everyone enjoyed the broadcast tonight. I know we sure had a hoot bringing it to you. For Doug Townsend, for Jerry Paxton, for Jamie Maudsley. I'm Joe Chisholm. That is going to do it for us. Trackside, don't forget to tune in Monday night live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We will hear from the 2015 Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup champion, Brett Graham, Brendan Dodaro will be joining us, along with Donald Chisholm. He won at Riverside International Speedway. We will get you ready for the Dartmouth Dodge 200 that will be live next weekend. And we will get you ready for the APC finale that'll come up at Delaware Speedway, Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Man, there is so much coming that we've got to get you up to speed with on Monday night live on Sirius XM. But that will do it from Full Throttle Motor Speedway tonight. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and enjoy your night. Congratulations to the number 24, Brendan Dodaro, your Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series champion unofficially. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.